Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Staff who are here, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the winners and the losers. Okay, so everybody's talking about this Apple announcement yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about it. So, I decided to do a little research.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
And you know what happens when I do research?
Uh-oh.
The research comes courtesy, and you can look this up. Richie, I'm sure, will run right to it because he loves to figure.
He's a fact checker.
He is a fact checker. Okay, checker. Okay, so there was an interview that I came across. A fellow's name is Scott Galloway. He's a professor of marketing at New York University. And he took Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google and analyzed the four companies that are admittedly the biggest companies in technology. Would you all agree that that's true? Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google?
Sure.
Biggest companies in technology today?
Some of them, right.
Okay. Not all of them.
Right.
You're right. Some of them. But the biggest in terms of dollars and cents.
They're big.
Yep, they are big. So he spoke about the four companies making predictions as to which ones will increase their business and which ones will decrease their business as they go through 2015. So I just found this to be an amazing analysis, how people now, using the technology that they're talking about, can look at these graphs that are amazingly detailed, and they come from, originally, somebody's got to create this stuff. They've got to think, how do we do this? Right, don't you, in order to come up with a...
The product or the information analyzing
the product? The software that would analyze what the stock returns are for, let's say, the last 5 years for Amazon and Google and Facebook and Apple. So he did that, and he started with the premise that Amazon has started to make us all think about, that is, buying stores. We all thought that having stores was going to be a losing proposition. It's just the opposite when you look at the trends that this guy overviewed. He said, pure play retail is going away, whether it's e-commerce or brick and mortar, without an online presence. There are a lot of companies that are on their way out. The ones that are going to stay... he talked about players like Rent the Runway and Warby Parker. I don't know who they are. They're opening
Rent the Runway is a Rent the Runway is a place where women can send in their size. So let's say you're a size 10. They'll send you a size 8, a 10, and a 12 of some fashion that you like. And then you take it home, you try it on, you wear it, and then you send all the sizes back.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, remember, he's tracking stockholder value as to who the winners and losers are among these four companies. And the first thing he took apart was Amazon, because Amazon, in the past 5 years, from a shareholder perspective, has gone down, while Nordstrom's, Macy's, Best Buy, and Walmart have gone up. And the stock is usually a predictor of what will happen in the next 5 months to the next 5 years. So we all think Amazon's pretty smart, right? Look at all the things you can buy on Amazon. Apparently, not as smart from the point of view of whether the stockholders think the company can make money. So Amazon, he says, loses long-term. Long-term winner, Facebook. This Think about what they pulled off, actually. And he referred to it as the biggest bait and switch in marketing history. After convincing brands to invest in building Facebook communities, it started charging for access. And they have had an increase of 6% in the last few years because of not only what they're doing, but they apparently bought Instagram and WhatsApp. Is that WhatsApp is, right?
It's a texting app.
And they have a, the decline in popularity, this guy says, is hogwash. It's the platform people of all ages spend the most time on. Furthermore, Facebook has the ability to track users by their identity, something only Google is able to do through Gmail now. And so he references Google because it's the dominant search engine. But other brands are chipping away at their share, and what people are looking for are what they describe in this business as high value searches. So there are a billion searches a day on Facebook versus 3 billion on Google. But because there are so many other people that are in the search business, Google is looking long term like a loser. Because they have no other strategy. Biggest winner of all four of these, the only one I haven't talked about, Apple. The pillars of a luxury brand. Craftsmanship, iconic, exceptional price points, vertical control of distribution. Look at what they announced yesterday. Now, I'm no technology expert, as we all know. But I looked at how they put forth that, although we were talking about it earlier, Greg Stebbins was here. And what did he say? It was sort of, there were strange things like the lady who was there, the model. I mean, nobody figured out why they needed a model there. But the heat that surrounds anything that's Apple, and this cell phone on your wrist is really what it is, right? I mean, it's a cell phone.
It's a computer on your wrist.
An iPhone, yeah. Right.
And they're not the first one to do this. I mean, Android has had
Samsung,
one out for
Samsung,
a while. Samsung, right.
But because of their marketing, Richie, because of the strength of their brand and their name, they not only are going to be able to charge more for them, but they'll distribute more.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really good point, because you think about people will buy something just because it's got Apple on it. But I was thinking back to that Samsung watch, and they actually had to do marketing on it. Remember how cool the commercial was? It was like the modern-day take on Get Smart. It was the watch that could do everything.
Right, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, look at that commercial. That was one of the only commercials I went to YouTube to watch because it was so cool. And, you know, I bet it's Apple will still outsell it just because Apple has the brand. Apple doesn't even have to do a commercial.
I will never forget the philosophy of Steve Jobs, and I think I heard what he learned from his father is make the inside look as nice as the outside, and just perfection everywhere. Yeah. And that's their philosophy: is every nut, every bolt, every little thing has to be perfect. Mm. Well, and it is.
And they've sold that. They're selling it. They're selling it. They're selling it. People believe that.
Yeah. So why they pay more for it.
Was that an okay overview? Did I go too much in depth, or was it?
No,
okay?
It was interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
15 past the hour. Latest killing by a police officer. Up next here on Good Day.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks.
Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 and store and online at 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. Don't pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood, or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santa Wandre laminate is just 99 cents. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Authorities. Oh, I should reintroduce myself. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn there.
Nice Ken to meet Kessler.
You. There's Rich McFadden. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. You, Richie, you.
That's what I said. Nice to meet you.
Authorities say a police officer fatally shot a naked man yesterday afternoon outside a suburban Atlanta apartment complex. He was not armed.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Naked man, not armed, got it?
Got
anyway,
it.
The chief says that the officer responded to reports of a suspicious person knocking on doors and crawling on the ground naked. Chief says the officer saw a naked man in the complex parking lot. The man began running toward the officer. Said the officer told the man to stop while he stepped back. So the officer then fired two shots when the man didn't stop. So now he's dead. So what do we make of that?
Naked means, and charging a cop means you are whacked on something.
Right.
And that it's one of these scary unknowns as to what is this guy on and what kind of superhuman powers does he have, because he is just whacked on PCP or
so
whatever.
So this is a righteous shoot?
You know, I'd still love to find a way to be able to take people down. I mean, you know, do you really need to shoot everybody?
I think that's the question.
Can't you go fist to cuffs and take a naked guy out even
if
he's
he doesn't
on?
Have a gun, so why should you... Yeah, why
you never know, he was packing.
He tased the naked man, he's out.
Tase him, right. Yeah. So what's the latest on that Madison shooting? This thing, as it's unfolded, another black eye in the... the reason I'm asking this, I'm looking at a study from last year that shows that people of color represented 46% of all those killed by white officers in our country.
And LAPD. Do they have a study for...
I'm not finished with this one yet. You get the answer.
I want to hear all the rest, too.
Okay. The LAPD, for example, is 34.9% white, 43.6% Hispanic, 11.6% black, 7.2% Asian, 2.2% Filipino, 8% Indian and other ethnicities. That's the makeup of the police department. The survey indicates that in L.A., 76% of Latinos, 68% of blacks gave the LAPD positive grades. Some people say that given the relative lack of contentious issues here, the drop in the crime rate, the department's approval numbers have, if anything, continued to improve. What do you make of that, Jennifer?
You know, I'd be curious to see. You said 78% of Hispanics approve of the LAPD.
Yes, 76% of Latinos, 68% blacks.
You know, I think the LAPD actually does a pretty good job. What about the arrests? Do you have the arrest numbers?
I do not have the arrest numbers in this as part of this survey, no.
I think the LAPD is very...
Do they do a good job or not? That was the survey.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that they're very diverse. I mean, I see the LAPD drive around, and it's very rare that I actually will see... I mean, you usually see Hispanic cops now, to be honest. I mean, most of L.A. is so integrated at this point that I think that they... I think they're doing a good job. And, you know, that wasn't always the case, so I give them props most of the time.
The first part of the study suggests that people of color represented 46% of those killed by white officers in the U.S., not in L.A.
Gotcha.
It's different in L.A. But there still is obviously a serious problem here that needs to be taken care of. Whether the Justice Department taking over the city of Ferguson is the way to do it remains to be seen. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Still.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Guitars, Richie.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say yes, ma'am.
Right.
Talking to Jennifer. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I love the guitar in this.
Got a one-hit wonder contest on Good Day. Who's this? I still don't have Paul Gamino.
Okay.
Whatever this is. Sounds called Chuck E. In Love. It's a very popular song. Let's see what it is. Wait till we get to the hook.
It's such a great song.
Good story.
This ain't healthy, it is so kind of creepy.
Chuck E. is in love. Song is by an artist who's had only one hit. That's why she's in the One Hit Wonder contest. Tell us the name of this lady, and you'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, to get you on the air at 888-302-3684. Last song was number one during this week in 1979. A lady comes from the north side of Chicago. The song itself, lyric line, that's why Richie likes it, because it sort of all fits together. Music and the lyrics fit together nicely.
I just love the jazzy kind of feel to it, you know. It's just,
yeah.
Her family moved to Arizona when she was young. She grew up riding horses, studying dance, and practicing swimming. At 10, her family moved again to Olympia, Washington, and later she dropped out of high school, moved to Southern California, taking odd jobs, enrolled at Santa Monica College, studying music and anthropology. What an interesting double major, huh? At 21, she started singing in clubs in Venice on the boardwalk, led to meeting Tom Waits, with whom she had a long-time relationship. 1979, she recorded an album with guest appearances by Dr. John, Randy Newman, Michael McDonald. was number three on the album chart. This song, Chucky's in Love, was singled out, and that's when she had her success on the pop singles chart.
Check this out. I had heard this a long time ago, the story behind, but they, her and Tom Waits were friends with a guy named Chuck Weiss, and he used to hang out with him at this seedy part of Los Angeles where he lived. They'd go pick him up or whatever.
Venice.
And they'd call him Chucky. And Chuck E just kind of fell off the map. And then, like, a year later, Chuck E calls Tom Waits and says, where have you been? And he says, well, you know, I kind of fell in love with somebody and moved to Colorado. Tom Waits hangs up the phone and looks over at the person singing the song and says, Chuck E's in love.
And that's the story. We're a very good story, Richie.
Good job, Richie.
888-302-3684. She is not as commercial now as she was, more of an eclectic singer, still around, but not enjoying the same sort of... She got nominated for 5 Grammy Awards with this song. It was on the cover of the Rolling Stone. All right, Richie, who do we have that knows what's what, or who do we have that's taking a guess?
Let's see if Tracy can get it here.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you a long time. God bless and good morning.
Thank you, and same back to you, sir. Who is this person who's singing the song?
Katie Lang. My wife just said, that's Katie Lang. I said, okay, let's go.
And your wife has a great guess.
Your wife is good, but she's
wrong.
It's a good guess, but not the right one.
Right.
Thank you, sir. All right, who else we got, Richie?
Let's go to Lori in Sioux Falls.
Lori. Hey, Lori's in Sioux Falls. What do you think the name of this lady is?
Ricky Lee Jones.
It is Ricky Lee Jones. All right, you had no trouble remembering that, did you?
No.
All right, good.
So you qualified.
It's sweet, yeah. Trip to the Broadmoor Resort. You're qualified for it. Thank you. Hold on.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
You got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant-wich time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant-wich sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant-wich time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Program, and I happen to be Doug Steffen, who founded, originated, and actually owns the Good Day program. Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah, I bought all that.
She's powerful, too. Fan at the controls in our studio in Washington, the rest of us in California, and we're here to discuss and debate the issues of the day, such as they are. Eight cast members from a reality TV show killed yesterday. Two helicopters collided over Argentina. A lot of media reports on it was a French show. We have, what, Survivors filmed all over the world. What other shows do we have here that are
showing? The Amazing Race.
Yeah, The Amazing Race is probably the big one.
Yeah, right. All right, Jen, got the rest of the TV report in a few minutes here on Good Day. University of Oklahoma has severed ties with its fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, for obvious reasons. Anybody doesn't know is another racist. Every day we have a racist story about some. There's at least one story a day about a race issue in this country. If it's a policeman shooting a white guy, shooting a black guy, and we got this bunch of jerks.
I think more since Ferguson, don't you think?
Say again?
It's relatively new. I think these stories have started popping up after
you think
Ferguson.
Because of Ferguson or because we're paying more attention to
the race relations? I think we're paying more attention, and the media is talking about them more, probably.
Right. Media also focusing on why there are so many train accidents. There were dozens hurt yesterday. Another Amtrak train slamming into a tractor trailer truck in North Carolina. So there is this question, why? What are these trucks doing on the tracks? It's clear they have these gates, the noise.
His arms come down?
Yeah, I mean, well, how do these cars and these trucks get stuck, or why are they in proximity to the railroad tracks? I don't get it.
One guy in California who actually parked his pickup truck on the railroad tracks, got out and ran away.
Yeah.
And then the train hit it, and, you know, thankfully nobody was hurt, but come
why?
On.
Yeah.
There's a wiki page for list of rail accidents 2010 to present.
Yeah, and?
And it just goes through, and this is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through, let me see, 2010, I guess there's 40 to 50.
Really?
2011, 50. Wow. And 2012, oh, wow, 60.
Yeah. Why?
2013. I mean, there might be 100 for 2013 rail accidents.
Mm-hmm.
2015, there's about 20 so far.
Would you be surprised to hear that there is more gun ownership in America or less? Which of the two would you think would be more surprising? That there's more gun ownership?
I would be surprised
fewer.
If you told me there was less.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I would
think gun ownership is going through the roof right now.
Only 32% of Americans own a firearm or live with somebody who does. Ties a record low for gun ownership set in 2010. The number of people who own guns going down.
What is that in relationship to the
number of people?
Number of people.
Yeah,
is the number of people going up?
Yeah, and people not buying guns.
Two days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's
back
okay.
To
go ahead.
Studio.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you were done. But 2 days ago, there was a story about the number of guns increasing. That it was harder to get ammo, but that the number of guns were increasing. And now 2 days later, is saying that gun ownership is declining.
There you go.
It's so bizarre.
It depends
bizarre.
On who pays for the survey.
Yeah.
The reason
yeah.
I bring this up isn't because I'm so fascinated with the information. I'm fascinated with what you just said.
I did a story on my local show. And
yeah.
It was about how gun ownership is rising and that the guns, actually not gun ownership, gun sales rising over the last like 3 or 4 years because of the threat that people are going to lose their right to own a gun. So a lot of people went out and bought guns thinking that somehow President Obama might, make it illegal.
Right. Blam.
Here's another wiki page.
Yes, Richard.
And I don't know that I can believe this.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, I know I can't because you just told me what?
Something different.
32% of... So the wiki page ranks gun ownership.
32% of Americans own a firearm.
The wiki page represents gun ownership by country.
Uh-huh.
United States is way, way in front of every other country, including Serbia, Yemen, Switzerland.
Really?
No guns in Switzerland?
Really?
Well, yeah, that's right. They don't do any, right?
Yeah.
They're neutral.
All right. Let's get to something that's really important. This is really important.
Uh-oh. Okay,
the best place to be in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know this one. It's the Rocky Mountains. Yeah.
Cornell University researchers built a model to determine what a zombie outbreak would look like and how it would spread through the United States.
Big cities get hit first.
Yep.
The model confirmed that many of the nation's densely populated regions fear... A zombie apocalypse. What are we talking about? This is
okay. Cornell University paid for this survey. Just FYI, those are your tuition dollars at work paying for the zombie apocalypse survey.
Right. It was just a fun survey.
Yeah,
and basically the reason for the survey was the mathematical equation in it.
And the only reason that I brought it up is because my son and I at dinner last night were talking about how he likes to see that zombie show. What's it called? On
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
He likes that. He says it's a terrible show, but he watches it.
So they said that I get eaten up first.
You would?
Yes.
Good for you.
Interactive model shows that researchers developed DC gets swallowed by zombies within the first 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
Well, nice knowing you, Rich.
You get eaten first. What about Jennifer and Kenny and me? What happens to us?
We go pretty close.
Yeah, you go pretty. The East Coast and the West Coast, we're all done. It's everybody out.
The high spot in the Rocky Mountains is the best place
right.
to be.
It's a Rocky Mountain high.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Well, John Denver was right.
Yep, he certainly was. Okay, in a moment, it's too early for the television report. Let me just do a couple
what?
Of others.
What? I have so much news. We could go all day, Dougie. Let's go.
I know. Okay. So, there's two more things I want to get to, and then you can have your way with this, Jen. The reality about President Obama. What did we do? Anybody decide? Barry, what was the name he used? The last name, Barry... Before he became Barack Obama, it was Barry something else.
No. It's always been Obama. It's just a matter of whether it's Barack or Barry.
It was Satoru. That was his stepdad's name.
Right, his stepfather's name. Correct.
No.
All right, so we've uncovered the clever people on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I guess I'll give credit to either Jennifer or Richie here. I think it was Jennifer who discovered that back in 1908. Back in 2008, when then Senator Obama was campaigning, he spoke at a Black Panther meeting, credited legislation that came about due to Selma with giving his father the ability to come to the United States and meet his mother and therefore be born. Only problem with that story is that he was born 3 years before Selma took place.
Oops. Magic.
Kennedy called prisoners of hope all around the world. Something happened when a bunch of women decided we're going to walk instead of ride the bus. After a long day doing somebody else's laundry and looking after somebody else's children. When men who had PhDs were working as Pullman porters decided that's enough. And we're going to stand up despite the risks for our dignity and our respect. That sent a shout across oceans. So that my grandfather began to imagine something different for his son. And his son, who grew up herding goats in a small village in Africa, could suddenly set his sights a little higher and suddenly believe that maybe a Black man in this world had a chance. And
right.
What happened in Selma, Alabama and Birmingham...
Last item of interest before we pause and then do television report. This is a Planet Fitness revocation. How many people have heard this story? Nobody's heard this story yet?
I don't know. Let me know.
Richie.
What is it?
They're going to hear it now. Now. Are you there?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I was waiting for you.
Yeah, tell me the story.
This is the story of a Planet Fitness, let me see where this is, Midland, Texas, where a lady was thrown out, her membership revoked, after she complained that a man who has become a woman came into the locker room.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, is this the Planet Fitness describes itself as a judgment-free zone, claims there are no critics. They're appealing to a large clientele who may be intimidated by traditional gyms. This lady, did I say Midland, Texas? I meant Midland, Michigan, sorry. This lady, Yvette Cormier, learned last week that... This philosophy allows transgendered clients to use the locker room of whichever gender they identify with.
See, I would be so uncomfortable with this. If they're going to do that, they should just pull the locker rooms out and let people change at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to say
I'm sorry. Maybe that makes me insensitive and a jerk, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. Not because of what they are and not because I think people are gawking at me. It's just something a little bit weird. It's already uncomfortable to wander around with all your goodies hanging out. Just take the stupid locker rooms out and just change at home. That's going to be the new thing. Get ready and get your own place.
Yeah.
Here's the announcement they made. Whatever gender you feel you are, that's the locker room you're allowed to go in. We have had a lot
good.
Of complaints.
I feel like a man, so I'm going to go in and oogle you,
yeah,
Dougie.
Right.
Because I want, you know,
today. I'm
feeling dude-like today. Yeah, give me a break. This
all
is
right.
So ridiculous.
Hey, Jen, how was your workout?
Oh, dude, it was fine.
By the way, this is the number one trending thing on the ABC News website. Okay. 15 before the hour. Jeez, 16 before the hour. Jennifer keeps us updated. A lot of television stories in a matter of moments. We'll get to them here on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Big news from every corner of the television world. Let's get to Jennifer and her report. There are a lot of things. I guess the passing of Sam Simon, which wasn't, wasn't unexpected. He was the co-creator of The Simpsons, had colon cancer, was giving away all his money, had $100 million. He gave it to charity. And that's, you know,
and that's
if you make
story.
That choice, and that is the story. Yeah.
He co-created The Simpsons and died at 59, so very young, but really cool that he got to control how he went out. He knew he was going to die, so he started giving away that money, and I think that is a big positive and says a lot about his life's work. Not only did he do The Simpsons, but he did the Tracy Ullman Show, which I remember watching as a kid, where The Simpsons started.
Right.
Loved it. Yeah. HBO announced a new standalone service that's going to launch next month in April. You may not be able to get it on your devices just yet. HBO Now will provide access for the first time to the cable channel's programming without an actual cable subscription. It's going to be available on any computer, but it will also launch exclusively on all the Apple devices. Customers can subscribe for $14.99 a month using the HBO Now app on the iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, or you can use Apple TV. So this is, again, the direction that cable's going with these a la carte services. Fun news for me, because as a child, I loved watching Saved by the Bell. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who was on the show, she was Kelly Kapowski, if you remember that, and Elizabeth Berkley, she played Jesse Spano. They're reuniting for a cooking show.
Yeah.
They got together last month on The Tonight Show for that Saved by the Bell reunion. But they got together again for Tiffany Amber Thiessen's new cooking channel show, Dinner at Tiffany's, last week. They also were joined by CSI Miami alum Emily Proctor, and they had, like, orzo salad with corn and arugula and cherry tomatoes, and they had the whole thing. This is apparently a pretty big show for Tiffany Thiessen. It's her new invention in life. She's less on the acting side, more on the home improvement, do-it-yourself stuff. It airs, Dinner at Tiffany airs Wednesday on the cooking channel at 10 o'clock.
I saw her somewhere the other day talking about. She's very cute. And
She's always cute, yeah. She has celebrity guests that join her on the show. So coming up this season, Lance Bass, Ashley Williams, Matthew Lillard, Seth Green, Tim Meadows, Jason Priestley, and Tim Decay. So kind of fun. AMC, you talked about The Walking Dead, Dougie, has high hopes for The Walking Dead companion series. AMC announced Monday that it's placed a two-season order for the new series. It's a show that's set in Los Angeles, and it features an entirely new cast of characters. The first season will have 6 one-hour episodes and premiere in late summer. And that's, of course, when the show's second season will air in 2016, along with The Walking Dead. Summer announcement for Fox, you know, all those big TV shows that come out during the summer that we all love to watch, like, oh, I don't know, So You Think You Can Dance? Well, season 12 of that show will air on Fox starting Monday, June 1st. And this season marks the first one for new judges, Paula Abdul and Jason Derulo. So that'll be kind of cool. Master Chef will start Wednesday, May 20th. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is back with Jeff Foxworthy. That'll start on May 26th. And a new reality competition is called Boom. It's going to start June 25th. It's a quiz show. Yeah, where you have to defuse a ticking slime bomb. Very really? Exciting. Kids will like it.
Yeah. Your kids love that, Richie. Just right up their alley.
We love slime bombs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good job, Jennifer. You did a wonderful job, in fact.
Thanks.
Very impressed by your knowledge. 51 past the hour. This is the Knowledgeable Good Day program.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Glad you have your account paid up to date. Oh, you don't have to pay to listen to this program, right? Is there any scenario in which
you
people
pay attention?
Yeah, okay.
That's
pretty good idea for the host to do that too. As well, Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Dr. Joseph Chambers with us in a moment. And the first question I'm going to ask him is whether or not people who he has come visit him in his office tell him the truth. So I guess the turnaround question for Jennifer and Richie and Kenny, have you ever not told the truth to your doctor? Our discussion begins in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
jdpower.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is with us here on the Good Day program. A native of Ireland, been living in our country for 20 years. Earned his medical degree from University College in Dublin. Did a lot of work, postgraduate work in Canada. Has an acute care clinic. Yeah, I guess that's what you have, Dr. Chambers, right?
Yeah, it's a practice. Yeah. We see everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks, whatever.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, does everybody that comes into your office, they tell you the truth?
Well, we wish they did, Doug, but a doctor-patient relationship is like any other relationship. Inevitably, you know, some sort of, let's just say, half-truths come in, and it usually applies to stuff that we're kind of ashamed of, you know, like alcohol, drugs, or even sex.
Really? What sort of questions do you get? All right, let me turn this around a little bit. Jennifer?
Yes.
I'll let you ask the questions, or maybe I want to know straight up from you, honestly, whether you've ever told your doctor something that wasn't true.
You know, I was trying to think about that. I can't recall any big whoppers that I've told.
Well, but anyway.
Other than I like your tie, you know. I usually try to be pretty honest because here's the thing. When you're in the doctor and you lie, I mean, how stupid, then why even bother going to the doctor if you're not going to be in there? Right. Yeah. So I don't think that I have. I mean, maybe I'm forgetting some, but I don't think so.
No, it's just that people are stressed, Doug, when they come in, and they want to put their best self forward. You only let the doctor know, like, I drank two bottles of wine last night, or maybe I stepped out with my wife or my husband or my partner last week. And that's the kind of stuff we need to know. Because if we don't, we make a bad decision. Remember, everything that we decide on you, your diagnosis, what tests we order, it's all based on what you tell us. If you don't tell us the truth, we're going to go down the wrong way or get a wrong diagnosis, and that's catastrophic for you.
True.
So you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Doc.
Sure.
What businesses of yours, whether somebody stepped out on their wife or something, I mean, obviously you're looking
for an itch.
Transmitted diseases.
Sure.
Do you need to know whether they...
Well, let me put it this way, Ken. If you come in to me and you say that it hurts when you pee, say, for instance, that might just be a routine little bladder infection, or it could be an STI. So if you tell me you've been married for 20 years and never had any other partner, it's a UTI. It's just a little
then
bladder infection.
You better talk to your wife.
Yeah. So I have to tell you, it itches when I pee first for you to ask that question.
Yeah, you know, judge it by what you come in with.
It's not like, hey, how are you today?
Not like
you cheated on your wife lately?
No. Oh, of course not.
All right. So, Kenny, what about you?
Have I ever lied to my doctor?
Yeah.
About small stuff.
Why?
So I don't look bad.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Of course. We're all human in that relationship. It's like any other relationship. We want to look our best.
My doctor, I have actually three or four different doctors that I see with regularity. The fellow that I see in one of the doctors I see in Massachusetts is almost, almost, he's psychic. He can tell whether you're telling him the truth or not. And it isn't that I remember.
What are you lying to him about?
Recent conversation. I just left something out, and he said to me, "What about this?" And I said, "Oh yeah." And it just sort of brought me around to thinking, and I wondered whether Dr. Chambers has had that same experience. I'm betting that a lot of people, for the reasons that we've expressed here, and maybe you're thinking as you're listening to all of this, why would you, as everybody said, why would you not tell the doctor the truth? Doctor's there to help you out. Hello, knock knock. Anybody home?
Yeah,
doctor.
That's what it's all about, Doug.
First
2 or 3 minutes, tell us what's wrong, and we'll give you our best diagnosis. And whatever you do, don't lie.
Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day with some good advice.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.